WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the early 1960s, San Antonio rocked to the sounds of a number of racially integrated bands, and right in the middle of them was a teenage whirlwind, or Texas tornado, named Doug Somm. Although a lot of people are familiar with his career after his 1965 hit, She's About a Mover, a recent reissue on Norton Records fills in the backstory. Here's our rock historian, Ed Ward.
When Doug Somm passed away unexpectedly in November 1999, the obituaries all noted that he'd been performing in public since he was a child, but few people have had a chance to hear the records he made before he became famous. There are a number of reasons for this, including the fact that the one he made at age 11, Rollin' Rollin' and A Real American Joe, credited to Little Doug, was awful. But Little Doug grew up. At the age of 15, he was already hanging out at the Tiffany Lounge in downtown San Antonio, listening to the bands there. They played rhythm and blues, and remarkably, most of them were integrated. Black, Hispanic, and white musicians played tunes that Doug was already familiar with, because across the street from his house was San Antonio's premier rhythm and blues club, the Eastwood Country Club. Naturally, it was only a matter of time until Doug formed his own band, and in 1957, the Knights were born. This recording of Crazy Daisy dates from December 1957, but wasn't issued until Doug got a bit more famous locally. The label owner didn't think it was good enough to release at the time. And, given that he went back into the studio on February 1958 to record it with the Pharaohs, a Hispanic West Side group, there was something to that. In fact, the second version's much better.
Crazy! She's a walking down the street.
It still took a year to convince the record company to release it, during which time Doug and the Knights were ripping up high school dances nearly every weekend. When Crazy Daisy finally did come out, though, it was a big hit in San Antonio. Doug was a multi-instrumentalist, having played tenor sax on the first Crazy Daisy and guitar on the second, so he was called in to provide guitar on a record by a local singer named Jimmy D. Meanwhile, Doug was moving up the local hierarchy of musicians, playing any gigs he could get. His biggest coup came when he joined the band of black tenor saxophonist Spot Barnett and made such an impact that his idol, guitarist T-Bone Walker, went around telling people to catch the white kid playing with Barnett. The West Side sound, largely Hispanic bands playing doo-wop material, was taking off locally, and the Harlem label, run by a local disc jockey out of a record store, was recording it. In 1960, Doug got to make his first record for them.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, did you ever have to love me? Wah, wah, wah.
Why became the biggest hit Harlem had had to date and almost broke nationally. Doug even appeared on American Bandstand promoting it. But his success was limited to South Texas, and even that was fleeting. It only made him hungrier for more, but it would be 5 years before he convinced Houston hitmaker Huey P. Moe to record him and a band he'd put together and launch him on the road to international stardom.
Ed Ward is a writer living in Berlin.